Mound.
Well, it's a big show. Oh, it's a big bad show tonight.
Oh. Guess this time on a Tuesday morning, we always do the biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Bomb Factory, our longtime sponsors. Thank you, Bomb Factory. And we do this as a service to the P1 so you don't miss any big entertainment acts coming through Dallas-Fort Worth. And we welcome Donovan Lewis for the first time to the biggest show coming to town this week. Happy you're here.
Thank you. My wife will usually yell at one of you during this segment when you get something wrong. So I'm excited to be a part of it so I can yell at you in person.
All right, let's see what we get wrong today. We have six candidates. We'll run through the list and then we'll get to vote. Candidate number one, biggest show coming to town this week is tonight at Gas Monkey Live, the Acacia or Acacia strain.
Acacia?
Acacia strain.
Sounds like a disease.
I swear to you, I can't tell any of these groups apart.
I can't either.
And it makes me feel, you know... It's interesting how we all have that reaction to many different categories. That's so generic. But think of how many people start listening to this show, and they'll say something like, I can't tell the three of you guys apart.
You did something wrong.
How can you not tell the three of us apart? How do we all have the same voice to everyone?
Right.
But once you listen, you wonder how you ever couldn't tell them apart.
So with these guys, would you be able to tell these lead singers apart?
No, all these bands sound the same to me. Now, sitting in studio with us is a guy who claims he can tell all of these cute metal voice bands apart. It's Jeff Catwell, our boss, the Cat Man.
Users.
Hi, Cat.
Hey, I was coming in here. Sorry to interrupt your show, but being the resident metal expert, I also wanted to shout out here. Because I'm going to the show tonight.
You are.
But not to see Acacia Strain. But one of the support bands who deserves a shout-out is called Creeping Death, and they're from Denton, Texas.
Creeping Death.
That is the item of interest right there. So Creeping Death will be on this bill. I will go there tonight to see them and support some Denton old-school death metal homeboys.
All right, let me ask you, Kat, of the albums that the Acacia Strain has put out.
Yes.
Do you prefer The Dead Walk... Death is the Only Mortal.
What?
Coma Witch.
Yes! Love that one.
Grave Bloom.
I would say that I have not listened to Acacia Strain since like about 2003. They had their heyday from about 03 to 07.
What about their EP, The Depression Sessions?
Terrible.
It's awesome. What was the witch one?
Coma Witch.
So great.
All right, well, if
you want to go to see Creeping Death with me tonight?
No, I'm out on that.
Me?
No. Any of you? I'd love to go with you, Gordo.
No. No, I'll stay at home and cover it from my couch.
I'll send y'all some video.
All right, have fun at the show.
Thank you.
Creeping Death. What are we going to name this thing, man?
From Denton. I like them.
Creeping Death. Yeah.
It's a Christian band.
All right, that's candidate number one. Candidate two, biggest show coming to town this week, Wednesday night at the Winspear Opera House, Placido Domingo.
No, I did not touch her. I merely made a mistake.
Yes, how do you
she
think...
She had some big up tops.
How do you think the crowd will be tonight, given the recent sexual harassment accusations that forced him last year to step down as the GM of the L.A. Opera?
That was him?
Yeah.
That was he?
He, him, she.
Whatever.
Several women...
How is this not canceled?
Several women have come forward and accused him...
Way to go, Donovan.
Accusations dating back to the 80s.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what all the guilty people say.
He's been canceling performances all over the place. He pulls out of Royal Opera House performances.
He's coming here. He's won 14 Grammys.
One of those pop-up videos.
Oh. How many Grammys?
14.
So
beautiful voice.
You had your choice. Creeping Death or Placido Domingo? Where are you going?
God, his voice really is great there.
Guess I'll support me too and say Creeping Death.
You don't sound too happy.
I'm not
about
fired
that.
Up about either one.
Okay,
of them.
Yeah. But I'm putting the music gun to
yeah,
your head.
I'll say Creeping Death.
Okay. Huh.
All right, candidate number three. Okay, thank you, Placido.
Placido, stop it.
What? There's got to be a nickname he goes by. That's way too cumbersome of a first name for people to use it casually.
It's not Placid.
Hey, Placido? Hey, Placido?
His
too
whole
many
name
syllables.
Is Jose Placido Domingo Embiel.
Okay, they call him Jose.
Yeah. Call him Joe. How you look, Joe?
Joe Domingo.
Canada 3, biggest show coming to town Thursday night at Lava Cantina, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
You play his other hit song.
Hey, he has other hits.
What?
She's just so loud.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
Is this where the term Becky came from? Wasn't it in this song?
Oh my God, Becky.
Oh my God, Becky. Is this where Becky comes from, though? Or was that something before this song?
I don't know. He has another song called Put 'em on the Glass.
Put 'em on the Glass.
Put 'em on the Glass. Average
groupie. What is it a reference to there?
The up top.
Putting them on what kind of glass?
Any glass. I put them on the window. Put them on the glass.
I want to say that the voice of the Cowboys, Brad Sham, once did a version of this song.
He did. Exclusively for us.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got ballet.
I don't want you to disrespect all of the other hits from Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Okay, name them.
Posse on Broadway.
What?
My posse's on Broadway.
Wow.
On Broadway. My hootie. My hootie rolling. Like tailpipe dragon. And when I'm throwing a gig,
I just can't help myself. Buttermilk biscuits.
Now here's what? My scandal. I want
to get you home. Hang on. Double up.
I ain't talking about Playboy, because silicone parts are made for toys. I want a real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix-a-Lot's in trouble.
He's 56 now. So wow, he was actually born Sir Mix-a-Lot. I didn't think that was his real name. born Anthony Ray.
Your other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Want to pull out your tuck if you notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with you and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. Ooh, rumpo, smooth skin. You say you want to get in my Benz? Well, use me, because you ain't that average groupie. I've seen them dancing. The hell with romance. She's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo bat. Tired of magazines saying flat butts are the thing. Take the average black man and ask him if he got a pat much back. So, fellas, has your girlfriend got the butt? Tell him to shake it. Shake it. Shake that healthy butt. Baby got back.
Yes.
That is so great.
Yes. What if Sir Mix-a-Lot is on stage and he said, yeah, to give it up for my homeboy, Brad
Sham.
And he comes out and he does his version. That'll be great.
Baby. Got back.
Oh, gosh, that's great. All right, that's candidate number three.
Oh, man.
Candidate four, big show coming to town this week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Meyerson in downtown Dallas, Chris Botti.
Bottom.
Botti.
What?
Botti? Chris Botti. Chris Botti.
Bottom.
Chris Botti. Chris Botti.
Okay.
Chris Botti.
Madden.
Grammy Award winner. He plays the trumpet. Have you guys ever gone to see a concert instrumental only? Have you seen a great pianist or sax player or something like that?
Yes. Okay, does this count? I went and saw Tommy Emmanuel, who is a guitarist.
Yeah, no singing.
I think there were a couple songs he sang on, but most of it was just him playing his guitar.
Okay.
So that counts, right?
I saw Kirk Whalum once, sax player at Caravan of Dreams in Fort Worth.
I don't think I'd be interested in seeing a sax player.
It was great.
It's not my instrument, but...
It was great, but it does take special patience to just sit there and watch nothing but an instrument.
I think if I would do that or go to a concert, it would be someone playing the trumpet. Mm-hmm. That feels like that would be the instrument of choice. Okay. Not a saxophone or a clarinet or something like that.
A kazoo.
I would go see that.
All right, Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town. Friday night at the House of Blues, the Eli Young Band.
Baby, why you wanna cry? You really ought to know that I just
yeah,
had,
we had dinner together one night.
They're from Denton also. A lot of Denton musicians represented here. As much as George tried to get you into this music, Donovan, did you ever get into this music?
No. He gave me a couple of tunes that he swore I would love. And you listen to them, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't follow up.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect to country music. But,
All right, that's Candidate 5.
Candidate 6, you moron.
I'm sorry, George. Sorry.
Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday night at the new Globe Life Field. It's Chris Stapleton and Willie Nelson.
Yeah, this is the big kickoff.
Yes, open up the stadium.
What's the name of this tune?
Here's one of the guys that George is right on.
This is a good tune.
Yeah, because he kind of sounds like, this is going to be a stretch.
But you rescued me from...
But it's kind of white Otis Redding-y feel. If you were to take a country heavyset guy and make him kind of sing Otis Redding style...
There's something to that.
If he put an entire album out of songs that sound like this, I would jump headfirst into it.
It's Tennessee whiskey.
That's a good song.
It's a great song.
This is part of the Chris Stapleton All-American Roadshow. So he's going to bring out Willie. He's going to bring out Jamie Johnson to kick off the new park.
And I want to say he came out with a signature model of a Princeton Reverb amp.
With Sunshine pickups or whatever?
Gosh, no.
What's the drop?
Somehow always plays a Collins guitar with a Sunrise pickup put in the sound hole, but he refuses to let it be hardwired into there.
Refuses. <Gosh. laughs>
That was me speaking about Lyle Lovett, not okay. Chris Stapleton. Chris Stapleton is the one who has his own signature Princeton amp, which I think is a Princeton, but he went with a 12 in it instead of a 10.
With Sunshine pickups?
I think. No, it's Sunrise pickups.
Look how mad he's getting right now.
Okay, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one tonight at Gas Monkey Live, the Acacia Strain?
Boy, you have trouble with that.
With Blood Dead Dummies or whoever else.
Creeping Death, not Creeping Blood Dead Dummies.
That's the name of my group.
Candidate 2, Wednesday at the Windspear, Placido Domingo. Call him Joe. Candidate 3, Thursday at Lava Cantina, Sir Mix-a-Lot. Candidate 4, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Meyerson, Chris Bodie. Candidate 5, Friday at the House of Blues, Eli Young Band. Or Candidate 6, Saturday at Globe Life Field, Chris Stapleton with Willie Nelson. Donovan.
Oh, there's one obvious choice. Chris Bodie. No, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
You're nuts. The guy who had his last hit 30 years ago, you're voting for him?
Not your favorite. This is the biggest show coming
to town.
That's
the biggest show in my eyes, buddy boy.
Fine. No wonder we haven't
Enjoy
had
being wrong.
Gordo.
You shut up, Fernando.
It's the Chris Stapleton, Willie Nelson kicking off a brand new baseball park.
Sean.
Ballpark show.
Jer.
Oh, Chris Stapleton at the barn.
With the ballpark
Fernando.
Show.
Same thing.
I also go with the ballpark show.
You guys
Donovan,
are so
in your
wrong.
First
the other week, I would have gone with Sir Mix-a-Lot.
So wrong.
You're outvoted. 5-1. Biggest show is Saturday at Globe Life Field. Chris Stapleton with Willie Nelson.
Horny.
What is next in Gordo's Corner?
I'm sorry?
What?
We're going to talk about price gouging next.